The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on other people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi, for you have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So a little thought about this, we can never hear this one too much. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Our whole endeavor in life is to grow closer to the Lord. The closer we draw to God, the more perfect we become. Because we become more like the God who himself stands above all creation. Something that we should never forget. However, there's a paradox in growing closer to the Lord. Namely, the more you reach up to God by your own power, the further he flees away from you. But the lower down you stoop, the lower he stoops to lift you up. It's a paradox. It's the opposite of how we think. Because in every human endeavor, the reverse is the case. If I want to get better at something, I work at it, I put my effort into it. If I play more piano, I can play a better trill. If I practice more juggling, I can catch a cleaner club. It's a skill. But sometimes we forget that relationships are not skills. And relationships flourish in self-forgetfulness. And this is why your Heavenly Father demands humility of you. Not because God himself is proud, as if, you know, your pride stands in competition with his and he's afraid that you're going to knock him off his throne. But rather, it's God who wants to draw you to himself. And we forget the meaning of the word humility. We think humility means thinking that you're the worst, right? Really, the simplest way to understand humility is that humility is self-forgetfulness. And self-forgetfulness is what makes relationships flourish. It's been said there's only two words in the vocabulary of love, just two. You and always. Notice the word I does not factor in. This is what your Heavenly Father wants for you. You know, St. Francis de Sales, he had a fantastic quote. He said that the holiest soul is not the one who commits the fewest faults. It's rather the one who trusts the least in himself and the most in the Lord. That's the work that we need to, the inversion of our ordinary human thinking. And so people ask, how can I grow in humility? And this is the hard part. There's only one way to grow in humility. To accept with grace and faith life's many humiliations. To accept them prayerfully and trustingly. And honestly, we should say not so much life's humiliations, but diminishments. You really want to understand humility, don't think about being humiliated. Think rather about being diminished. Because diminishment is the building blocks of humility. Like when somebody doesn't praise you or thank you. Like when you find out that someone's gossiped behind your back, or you've been laughed about, or you've been ridiculed. When you discover that somebody else has got a better hairstyle than you, or lives in a better neighborhood, or has a better marriage, or has better children, or went to a better college, or they have a better golf swing, or they're thinner, or they're prettier, or they built a better mousetrap, you're diminished. When you accept those in faith, it's hard. Very, very hard. But that's how humility grows. Hard as it is. This is why Padre Pio once said that the slightest growth in humility is worth more than all the honors in all the world combined. Because at the end of life, we have to surrender all of this in death. And the greatest honor you can ever possibly lay claim to in your life will, from that point of view, seem no more advantageous than having acquired the best seat in the bus on one particular Friday riding home from school in the fourth grade. Right? It's not going to mean very much. There's a really fascinating practice that you want to try this to test your humility, a practice to grow in humility. It's been said that Pope John the 23rd never used the word I. Saint John the 23rd. Now, this exists at the level of urban legend, okay? It's probably not true. However, it's been said that John the 23rd never used the word I. Here's your challenge. Try it. You try to get to 12 noon without using the word I. It forces you to change your thinking. To think in terms of he and she and you and we and God and not me. It's a great little challenge. I suspect and I think that you can't do it, right? That's what I think. Because it's very, very hard. Okay? But still, all of your Lenten penance and all of your prayer and all of your almsgiving, it all needs to conspire to this, to the self-forgetfulness that makes your relationship with the Lord possible. And remember, just like Lent, this story never ends with diminishment, but with exaltation. It's why our Lord says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Amen.